the latest, the full 30 edition from Starcom Network News. I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Morty has outlined a plan to overhaul the Barbados criminal justice system to place less emphasis on incarceration and more focus on fines and civil penalties. This as government today took a further step toward decriminalizing marijuana use, as a government MP expressed concern about that development. The Attorney General Dale Marshall tabled in the House of Assembly amendments to the Drug Abuse Prevention and Control Act, under which the possession and use of small amounts of marijuana will attract a much smaller penalty and will not mean a criminal record if you pay a fine.
As long as you pay that fine, your record is deemed to have been expunged. So in effect, no criminal record is made against you. So a young man who, after we pass this bill, caught with cannabis, pays his fine, will not have a conviction recorded against him.
But Dr. Sonia Brown, the MP for St. Philip North and a medical practitioner, has several concerns.
Let us not fool ourselves. There are many people who look at this bill as permission to use marijuana. So do teachers, for one, deal with that? Are we prepared to put counselors, psychologists in the schools? Are we prepared to put more of these in each and every school? Because it will be needed. What about our children?
But Prime Minister Morty stressed the need to overhaul the criminal justice system to ensure that people are not unnecessarily jailed and criminalized.
We inherited a Victorian criminal justice system. It is about lick and lock up. But to get order, you don't need to lock up all the time. And the Honorable Attorney General will usher in a revolution in this country with respect to the use of civil penalties as opposed to just criminal justice approach that sees everybody going up the dods.
The Democratic Labour Party wants the government to present a current actuarial valuation of the National Insurance Scheme. The DLP Vice President, Warren Walters, says this is needed so workers can have a direct look into the scheme's financial affairs before it transitions to a statutory board.
All workers are constantly hearing is how much of their money has been spent on unemployment. They are now told that the unemployment fund is empty. What workers want to know without a doubt is if they become unemployed in the future, can NAS pay them? They also want to know when they reach pensionable age, will the pension fund have money in it? An actuarial valuation will start to set the record straight.
The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Association, CETUSAP, believes the prolonged COVID-19 pandemic could result in even more job cuts and business closures here. CETUSAP General Secretary Dennis DePisa tells Starcom Network News that he sees a bleak outlook for the job market as businesses navigate the fallout from the pandemic.
And therefore, we expect that there will be an intensification of the layoffs and businesses either close their doors of employers and management seek to adjust their business operations in order to ensure that they can reduce the outlay of expenditure.
And the Minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs, Marcia Carroll, says the COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted the inequality that still exists between males and females in this country. She told a Caribbean Development Bank roundtable discussion on women in leadership that despite both sexes losing their jobs in 2020, women were more severely affected because of the sectors in which they are employed, such as hotels, restaurants, and retail.
In these sectors, there is roughly a 2-to-1 ratio, about 65% to 35%, of women to men across the sectors. And there was a 2-to-1 ratio of those laid off during this last lockdown, 2,753 women to 1,535 men.
The president of the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, BSTU, Mary Ann Redmond, has a number of concerns about how the Caribbean Examinations Council is proceeding with exams against the background of the COVID-19 pandemic. Ms. Redmond thinks it's unrealistic to go ahead with the full syllabus and schedule of exams.
Neither students nor teachers should be made to suffer as a result of circumstances over which they have absolutely no control. CXC itself admits that this is an unprecedented crisis, yet it has decided to go ahead with an exam timetable delayed by only 1 month. There's been no reduction in the syllabus content to be taught to students to properly prepare them for these exams.
And finally, Barbados yesterday recorded 31 new COVID-19 cases. The new positives were identified from among 588 tests conducted by the Public Health Laboratory. There were 490 active cases of COVID-19 as of yesterday. Barbados has recorded now 3,217 confirmed cases and 37 deaths. To date, a total of 46,442 vaccinations have been administered. Our top story today. Prime Minister Morty has outlined a plan to overhaul the Barbados criminal justice system to place less emphasis on incarceration and more focus on fines and civil penalties. This is government today took a further step toward decriminalizing marijuana. The Attorney General Dale Marshall tabled in the House amendments under which possession and use of small amounts of marijuana will attract a much smaller penalty. The 4:30 edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.